This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he has been indicted by a Miami grand jury in the classified documents investigation. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest reactions.
While Republicans accuse the federal government of political persecution, House Democrats say Donald Trump's indictment is an affirmation of the U.S. justice system. Representative Adam Schiff tweets that Trump should be treated like any other lawbreaker. Representative Jerry Nadler of New York says he's grateful to live in a nation where no man is above the law. Meanwhile, Representative Jamie Raskin, who is House manager for Trump's second impeachment, says the indictment indicates that Trump pursued a lawless agenda that put national security in grave danger. Raskin accused Republicans of trying to divide the country and undercut the legal system. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In a separate case, Trump's lawyers are asking a federal court to reduce the damages to be paid to a columnist who successfully sued Trump for sexual assault. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Last month, a New York jury awarded E. Jean Carroll $2 million for sexual abuse and $2.7 million in compensatory damages. But Trump's lawyers called the award grossly excessive and say it was based on pure speculation. They even told the court the abuse that Carroll testified occurred in 1996 could have been groping through her clothing, calling that, quote, a far cry from rape. They want the damages reduced to less than $1 million. Carroll's lawyer says the claims are frivolous and says this time Trump will not be able to escape the consequences of his actions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The International Red Cross is warning that landmines uprooted and dispersed by floodwaters surging downstream from the breached Kahovka Dam could pose a grave danger to civilians for decades to come. One official told Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda, "In the past, we knew where the hazards were. Now we don't know." The collapse of the Kahovka hydroelectric dam and emptying of its reservoir on the Dnieper River added to the misery in the region that has suffered for more than a year from artillery and missile attacks. Poor air quality from the Canadian wildfires is affecting people as far away as the U.S. state of North Carolina. We get more from the AP's Shelley Adler.
What the West Coast has been dealing with for years is an East Coast thing this week. Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the Eastern United States, and I think global warming, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
In a surprise decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a Republican-led effort to weaken the landmark Voting Rights Act. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The High Court has affirmed a lower court ruling that found Alabama likely violated the act with its congressional map. In a state where more than one in four residents is black, the map has just one majority black seat out of seven congressional districts. Alabama and Louisiana will now have to redraw the maps to boost black representation. It's a surprise because the Supreme Court allowed Alabama to use the challenged map in last year's elections. In October's oral arguments, the justices appeared willing to make it harder to challenge redistricting plans as racially discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act. Two conservatives joined the court's liberals in the 5-4 ruling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government says it is suspending food aid to Ethiopia after finding that food supplies are being diverted from people in need. The U.S. Agency for International Development Aid said that Ethiopian officials have been stealing donated food in order to feed soldiers and ex-combatants. It said officials have also sold flour on the open market to millers who re-exported it. And the suspension could affect millions of Ethiopians who depend on food amid the recurring drought, high inflation, and the aftermath of the war in the northern Tigray region. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.